This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
So you'd like to see the state of Massachusetts vote to make the Commonwealth a sanctuary for people here illegally, which seems to me legitimate. You know, voting on things, making laws, great. If you're able to do that, how would you feel if a sheriff in Massachusetts encouraged people to ignore the law that you passed? Do you think he should be punished for doing that?
I don't know if they should be punished. I think when we're talking about Representative Dubois, look, she was looking out for the best interests of her entire community. We know that these ICE raids have been incredibly destabilized the communities. They actually cause immigrants, whether legal or undocumented, to have less trust in calling the police about a crime. So she was really looking out for the best interest of all of our constituents, including the immigrants in her district. Okay. And, you know, that's why we filed the Safe Communities Act to limit police interaction with ICE raids.
Right. I get all that. I've heard all that a lot. I mean, there's no social science to suggest that any of this makes the community safer, but whatever. The point is...
No, there is. There's studies that say that sanctuary cities are safer. There is.
They are safer, but not because they're sanctuary cities. There's no proof of that. But here's the point. Is it a little weird for lawmakers to be encouraging people to ignore the law?
Well, look, we all have different approaches as legislators. You know, in the district I represent, when we've heard rumors about ICE raids, what I've done is reached out to the police so they can reach out and check with ICE agents to see if this is happening. Because, you know, with the disturbing Trump, in my opinion, xenophobic policies of ICE deportations, making everyone a priority for deportation if you're undocumented, we need some limits at the state level with our taxpayer dollars, with our state and local police, not only because it'll make communities more safe, but it's also something that will limit the fear that many immigrant communities are feeling right now.
But I mean, can we just be real? You do this for a living. You know how this works. Trump didn't write these laws. He didn't pass these laws. He's not a legislator. He's not a lawmaker. He's enforcing laws that are on the books that were passed with a lot of Democrats voting for them. So what he's saying is...
very disturbing executive orders. Prioritizing everyone for deportation.
The basic immigration law is clear to everyone who lives here, which is there's a process by which you get to come here, you get a green card, you get a visa of some kind, and if you don't have that, you're not allowed to be here. That's the law. It was passed by Congress. It's been that way for 240 years. Nothing to do with Trump. And so my question is, do lawmakers get to decide which legitimately passed laws they're going to try to subvert or not? Can you kind of see the problem here?
Well, I disagree, Tucker, because we're talking about state resources, local and police law enforcement, and at the state level, we get to make decisions about what level of cooperation we have with federal policies, with federal actions like ICE agents. So that's the line we're drawing. It's about federalism.
Because it's not about federalism. Here you had a state lawmaker encouraging people to violate the law and doing so explicitly on social media. How would you, and this is a sincere question, I'm not attacking you, how would you feel if the governor of Massachusetts decided that, you know, we don't have to pay federal income taxes because, you know, they're bad and they cost Massachusetts a lot of money? Would you be in favor of that? Should governors or state lawmakers be able to decide that? Or how about federal gun laws? How would you feel about that if the governor said, I'm not enforcing federal gun laws? Is that legitimate, too?
This is the thing you love about Tucker. I mean, he breaks it down and basically allows, through the Socratic process, those that are being questioned to be fully exposed. I mean, this is what today's America is all about. I mean, we're not talking about some yokel on the street, uneducated. We're talking about a state senator answering like this. Jimmy Alger, Massachusetts state senator, in his response, I mean, trying to say that she was concerned about her entire community. I can't reconcile that concern with all the legal people that are in her community being put at risk because she clearly is more concerned about the illegals in her community. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay right where you are. We've got more coming up right after this.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. It's all right there. Hey, you want to drop us a line? We'd love to hear from you, good, bad, or indifferent. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. It is Cajun Crusher time. I'm talking about Jeff Cruer, New Orleans native son, the former executive director of the Louisiana Republican Party, and the host of his own Louisiana-based radio and TV show, Ringside Politics. Jeff, how are we doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, always good to have you here. Boy, after an exciting week, the GOP had a lot going on here. And, of course, one of the high points was this situation that involved Representative Nunes unmasking, if we might say, a report that vindicates Donald Trump's claims on surveillance.
Well, you know, it was a week of ups and downs for the president. And obviously the week started with the James Comey testimony, which was certainly a bombshell. And then the Nunes report was another bombshell. So
right.
I think we've got more questions, though, Bill, than answers as to what exactly happened and who really is involved in this. Because
right.
I'm worried about all of these leaks. I'm worried about people being unmasked that should be. And I think we need a lot more information.
Well, what is it about James Comey? I mean, it's almost like you can't have him out in this public environment anymore because there's things he can't talk about and then other things he does talk about. I mean, some Democrats wanted to claim what Comey had to share as a bombshell, but I thought after everything was said and done, he lost some veritas because he was inconsistent with the
right.
things that he shared and the reason for not sharing things that I thought were pretty academic.
I couldn't agree with you more. I thought James Comey lost whatever little credibility he had. I really don't think Donald Trump should have retained him.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he should have just fired him. And I know the president does have the authority to fire an FBI director.
Right.
And Comey, to me, is someone who, every time he really gets involved in these things, he seems to make it more muddled. He doesn't really bring any clarity to it. Like, the way he handled the Hillary Clinton situation, I thought was abysmal.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, exactly.
Abysmal.
Yeah. And I think part of that, Jeff, is that his branding, his narrative about his character, you know, when anybody talks about James Comey, they always precede it with what a great guy, an honorable guy, a nonpartisan that he is, and yada, yada. And it's like, I mean, in the last couple of years, I don't get it. James Comey's not giving us anything that resembles the preamble of his character. I'm sorry.
He's got the big resume, but he doesn't deliver. I mean, he's all hat and no cattle.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he is someone that is highly praised and touted, but listen, I've been very unimpressed with him. And I guess going forward, he's going to be there at least for a while for this investigation to conclude. And then once it is, well, I hope the president just says goodbye to him.
Well, James Comey needs to be put on notice, and that is, as you say, all hat, no cattle, because President Trump is the kind of guy that's going to say, where's the beef? And after a while, if you can't show the beef, you're out of there. And he knows that he's got a ticking time bomb in the background. I mean, this is not guaranteed another 4 years. If he gets some things right, I think he's got an opportunity, and then that opens right. the door for Mike Pence. Otherwise, it's one and done.
Well, exactly. I mean, we've got to get things done. I mean, we've got to show results to the American people. And if not, you're right. One and done. So we need to see action all across the board, national security, economy, health care. And there's a sense of urgency in the president's executive orders. I mean, I think he's a man of action there. But we got to bring along everybody else, like the Congress and all these people that supposedly work for him.
Well, Jeff, going back to this this report. And I would say there are things that we can look at right now that we do know. We do know that Mike Flynn was illegally unmasked. There was illegality that already taken place. And last time I checked, Mike Flynn was part of the transition team. He was on the team for Trump. He was all part of it. So for the Democrats and others to say, hey, we didn't target, well, somebody did, because Mike Flynn is no longer part of the program.
Right.
So how can you claim some sort of innocence? I mean, there's not even plausible deniability that will carry the day on that stupid statement.
I think he was targeted by someone within the intelligence agencies, and they really got him out of the Trump administration. So the problem is, of course, as you say, the unmasking is the crime, and the reporting of that to the media, divulging that information. So we know that of all this whole mess, Russia collusion, wiretapping, that's the only crime, Bill, that we know definitely occurred, and that's the one thing James Comey said he had no information on.
Yeah.
He couldn't even verify they were investigating that, which was crazy to me.
Yeah, absolutely. And then later on, he announces he's investigating Hillary Clinton, but he doesn't announce at the same time that he's investigating Trump. Then he comes back several months later after Trump's been elected and says, oh, yeah, there's an ongoing investigation going on. What are you talking about?
Right. And then you know, I was never satisfied with how he conducted the Hillary Clinton investigation laptop that belonged to Anthony Weiner, or the whole foundation supposed investigation into that. So, yeah, I've got a lot of problems with him and this whole thing now going on. I think this whole Russian collusion thing, Bill, is a joke. I really think
it's a boogeyman. I got to tell you, Putin is loving this. I mean, Putin is the boogeyman. He has now got place. He never had place before. It was pretty insignificant, all things considered. And the Democratic Party is just feeding the narrative and making him into something he certainly is not. I mean, can you imagine that he would have this kind of influence in our mature democracy?
No.
I'm not there. I can't get there.
And, you know, the Democrats used to always complain that we weren't close enough to the Soviet Union, that we weren't reaching out to negotiate with them and work with them, that Ronald Reagan was too tough on them and was calling them names, and that we should be reaching out and having all these negotiations. Now we have a president who went into office saying, well, you know, maybe we can try to work with them. And they're raising all kind of concerns about that. So which way is it? The media, Democrats, you seem to be really all over the board here on how we should deal with this known adversary of ours. I don't have a problem if we can find some areas we can work with them on, Bill.
Well, we need to work with everybody, Jeff. I mean, come on. We don't need to have bad players out there wanting to, blast us out of the universe. We got North Koreans going crazy, you know, developing nuclear weaponry and missiles. And, and the heat's going to be on China, that they better pull the reins in on these guys, or there's going to be all kinds of trouble. And right now, Trump is talking about some sanctions on China to get them to behave properly.
I totally support that, because I think they've gotten a free ride for a long time, Bill, and I don't think North Korea would be anything without China.
Well, without a doubt, and I mean, and this is the time to call the question with the Chinese. Are we going to get along and be good neighbors and good partners together, or are we going to just be adversarial? I mean, we don't need to agree on everything, but we better agree on some fundamentals, like protecting our people and not unleashing some nuclear conflagration here, you know?
I really blame them for this whole North Korean problem, and they really aren't getting enough of the blame there, because they're totally supporting this North Korean wacko, this dictator there. So maybe this new strategy on how Trump is talking about dealing with them will work, because appeasing them, Bill, that didn't work.
It doesn't work, no doubt. Well, Jeff, we got to leave it there. As always, great to have you with us. Jeff Cruer, the Cajun Crusher, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you, Bill.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez, so we come to you fresh every day and independent, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. And, hey, we are adding a new affiliate this weekend. Actually, Monday morning we'll be starting in New York. Details to follow. Stay with us. Ted Hayes right now, the one and only, is with us. Ted, of course, an incredible background. I knew of Ted when I was based out of Los Angeles for many years. And Ted was a local activist there in Los Angeles looking for looking to give a voice to the voiceless. And he did so with an incredible amount of integrity and success. Today, Ted is a member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, their National Advisory Council, a long time, as I say, L.A. area activist known for his work on issues such as civil rights, homelessness, and immigration. And he also ran for public office on several occasions. So Ted is a true patriot in every sense of the word, that he lets his own lifestyle be the talk that backs up what he is saying. So this is why I maintain that he is a tremendous asset to the community and a man of integrity. Ted Hayes, always good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. I hope it's okay if I brag on you a bit.
You said it.
Yes. I said it. I meant it. And that's just the way it is. But, Ted, I want to talk to you about something that's quite disturbing that is recycling back. And this is a law that was passed. It was kind of a bit goofy, I would say. And it had to have been goofy because there wasn't a big hoopla about it. And this had to be when Congress came together and said, we want to make a public apology for slavery in the United States. But this was a number of decades ago, and somehow it's starting to reverberate again and pick up some momentum. So explain to our audience what happened and what is happening.
Well, thank you, Bill. But first, what this is actually happened on June 29th, 2008, the very same year that Barack Obama was nominated for the Democratic Party for president, and of course he was elected. And what was going on there is Congressman Steve Cohen realized that for 145 years since we've been freed from slavery, that black leadership have always demanded that the United States, by law, apologize for slavery, because by law, people were held in slavery. And of course, the U.S. government kept rejecting it. And finally, in 2008, they decided to go ahead and do that. And it was a wonderful move. I saw it as the U.S. government trying to reconcile. Mm-hmm. But the Congressional Black Caucus and the African-American leaders complained about it and said, well, it didn't go far enough because it didn't mention reparations or things like that. And they decided to keep that information secret. Because had they let that information out, it would have changed the mindset and the attitude of black and white people in this country, and we would not have had the last 8 years of racial turmoil that we had under Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. And so I was sharing this one night with a radio talk show host, and he said, yeah, I remember something about it. And he came back on the air after the break, and he began to read this document with very serious and somberness. Right. It took me to tears. So I called him later and said, would you be willing to get radio talk show hosts across the country, right, political right, left, and center, black and white, to read this document on a given day? It doesn't matter whether people agree with the contents of the document or not, but just the fact that such a step had been made, the American citizens need to know it. They said, yes, they'll do it. Mm-hmm. So I talked with Dr. Alveda King, Dr. Yes. Martin Luther King's niece.
And dear friend of ours, yes.
Yes, wonderful lady. Yeah. And I said to Dr., what do you think about all this? He says, I think it's right on, and I'll be one of his spokespersons. And I said, what if we did it around the 49th anniversary of the assassination of your uncle, and we do it, let's say, on Monday the 3rd of April? She says, absolutely. This would be a wonderful thing. My uncle would definitely appreciate this kind of a thing. So we're going to start this year with the 49th, and we're going to work all year long around the holidays, and then next year will be the 50th commemoration of the assassination of Dr. King, and we hope to, by that time, have the racial narrative squarely in our hands and out of the hands of the, I don't have to name them, you know who they are,
yes,
usual race hucksters who keeps our country divided. We want to heal and get beyond this issue of race and slavery. Let's truly make America the country that we're supposed to be.
Well, you know, Ted, you bring up reparations, the R word, and this has been bantered about. I mean, we've seen videos where people are claiming, I mean, even on both sides, I mean, whites saying we should pay reparations and all this, but they really don't understand. They have such a limited view of what's involved here. And I say, well, how do you give reparations to all the white people that died during the Civil War to free blacks? You know, and we go on and on. I mean, Right. And whatever injustice, I mean, I'm for, hey, look, let's get this slate clean. And I think that we had hoped to do this, Ted, with the first black president of the United States in Barack Obama.
The first mixed race president.
Yes, exactly. Yes, but we'd hoped to do that. I think a lot of people, when they said, hey, I'm going to cast my vote for Barack Obama, it was done so in the hope that we could heal this nation. And if anything, we almost exacerbated the problem, and maybe we needed to. Maybe when history is finally written on this, maybe we just need to see how far we've fallen to realize that it's bad enough, and the only way it's going to get better is that if it comes from we, the people. It's like so much and so often we look to the government of everything, which is proving that it's incapable of handling these things. These kind of issues are handled in the hearts of men and women, citizens of this country, who say, we're no longer going to give place to slavery and the ideals and the ideas that promote and enslave and limit the freedoms of black, white, brown, whatever color, that we truly are going to be the land of the free and the home of the brave. And maybe right now that's what is required, is that we need courageous and brave people to stand up against this.
And you make a good point that maybe we had to go through these last 8 years, because a lot of people really had hope. I didn't. I knew the cat was fake when I saw him coming. But a lot of people had hope that would finally, this man would lead us beyond the race issue, take us to a post-racial nation, heal us. He didn't do it. He didn't have any intention of doing it, because he knew about this resolution. He had numerous occasions to have brought this out in a good spirit to bring healing to the nation, but he chose to exacerbate the problem, agitate the problem to where it is today. Now, with Dr. Alveda King and the movement that we have started, we're going to now be able to pick this thing up and take it all the way home beginning this year. And we're going to get beyond this. We're going to fix our country.
Well, know this, Ted. We're with you on this. Whatever we can do to support the cause, we're about healing. That's what our radio show is all about, because in healing, then we can realize, the truth of who we are as individuals, and being what the United States, what our founding fathers had hoped for, a free and liberated country, the United States of America, coming together as one, e pluribus unum, through many there's one. And this is the beautiful tapestry that is here in America that, maybe we need to take to the cleaners just a little bit. Let's clean it up and let the beauty of this, of all these different races and cultures really shine through in a very healing and a very constructive way. I know that's your heart as well.
Absolutely. You know, I've shared this with many black folks as well as white folks as well. And I was on the beach the other day talking with some black folks about this. I said, gentlemen, because, we had this attitude about the white man can never change. The white man will never harm himself. The white man's the devil. I said, brothers, what if the U.S. government acknowledged chattel slavery, apologized for it, said that we want to reconcile and et cetera, et cetera. What would you guys think about that? These young black men, a smile came on their face. They said that would be the greatest thing ever if that happened. It would change the attitudes in our country. Every black person shared that with, even the black guys who have been railing against the United States, when we shared it with them, they go, no, yes, it actually happened. And their attitude absolutely changes. We cannot deal with hard issues as long as we are in pain.
Mm-hmm. Well, Ted, it's kind of like Jesus said, you've been liberated of your sin, now go live accordingly. And maybe that's the call to black America and white America, the United States of America, is let's go walk in the freedom that has been established by our own Congress.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, just the way you like it, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We are live, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, a lot has been discussed here recently about America's drug companies, especially in light of Obamacare repealing, replacing our conversation with Dr. Joshua Umber, who's going to be on with us live, I think either next week or the week after. Dr. Umber has been spearheading a movement across this country that is focused on direct pay. And as I mentioned to you, I've been doing direct pay for probably a dozen years. Found out that it was better for me, cheaper to manage my health care and not relying on my my insurance. And then, which wasn't that bad, but even still, it was like, okay, it was actually cheaper for me to pay at a discounted cash rate with my doctors as opposed to utilizing my insurance. So I used it at times when it was strategic and when it wasn't, and I pay cash, it was cash and carry, and it was better for the docs that I was working with because, as the old axioms say, fast pay makes for fast friends. And you've got to understand a little bit of the process that the docs go through in when they deal with insurance companies. You know, they got to file the paperwork. They may get paid in 90, 120 days. You know, you may never have thought about this. I mean, you imagine yourself. You go out to work and you got to wait 90, 120 days for your pay. How would that make you feel? Well, this is what our docs have been subjected to. Not a whole lot of fun for them, and how they've been able to hang in there is beyond me. And so they've had to play the game. They know that they got to negotiate with these insurance companies. And, oh, yeah, by the way, in order to administrate this paperwork, they're talking about 35-40% of their income is dedicated just to dealing with the insurance companies because they have to have an administrative staff in order to do this. Anyway, probably getting into a little bit more than you want to know, but that is the reality, and this is why one of the reasons American healthcare continues to go up and kind of not make so much sense these days. And the opportunity is, as I've been insisting, is that we need to take control of our healthcare again. I really don't expect Marco Rubio and John McCain and Nancy Pelosi to handle my health care. I think I'm a big boy. I can handle my own health care. Just get all these government regulations out of the way and let me deal with it directly, and I can design the kind of health care. I've been doing this enough, and I know that many people are starting to do this. And as I said with Dr. Umber, he's got 500 clinics at least now, and they're providing health care for about $50 a month, okay? All the tests, all the labs included in that $50 a month. Not catastrophic, but the basic, you know, doctor stuff that you would want that would make healthcare much more responsive and much more valuable than a Obama card, a health card that you have, Obamacare card, the Affordable Care Act card, that is just a card. And that card gives you the ability, in some cases, just to, you know, pay a lot of money just to say you have health insurance. How does that make sense? That has nothing to do with the delivery of healthcare, but whole other topic, and I want to get on with Dr. Robert Marks, who's here with us right now. And the question he poses is, how far will America's drug companies go to make profits? Dr. Robert Marks, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, and glad to be here. And I tell you, listening to your discussion here, I tend to agree with it as a person who runs a large teaching program and oral and maxillofacial surgery program. Mm-hmm. So much of our efforts are placed with dealing with insurance companies that the overhead is just dramatic, and that as a person who's treated many Obamacare victims, literally, the Obamacare has indeed been a detriment to patient care.
Well, full disclosure, Dr. Marks, I'm not a doctor. I haven't even played one in the movies or TV, but certainly, as you can tell, I have a lot of compassion, and I'm grateful for doctors across this country. I think, unfortunately, when you bring the government into medicine, you know, even the medical health care records, that whole situation, the amount of time people are wondering, and they say to me, they go, Bill, you know, I hardly get to see my doctor. I see him for a couple of seconds. I says, I guess he's spending more time in front of a computer that the government has made him sit in front of, you know, so that he doesn't get himself sued and all kinds of penalty flags thrown on him for not complying. You know, I'm not saying that it's totally invalid, but there's got to be a better way because, you know, there's only so many hours in a day. And how can our doctors deliver world-class health care, which is in their hearts to do, when they're being hampered and restricted by government regulations?
No, you sound like my twin brother here.
I'm sorry.
That's exactly my complaint. The electronic medical record takes us away from patients and puts us in front of a computer screen, much of which is unnecessary.
Right. Well, at some point, and I believe the doctors are the one to solve this. You guys know you're dealing with this to where, you know, like anything, the difference is between where we are and where it can be, in some place in the middle to where, you know, electronic keeping, record keeping could have some value. But how do we do this in a way that makes sense and really does fulfill its promise? But that aside, let's talk about the topic at hand, and that is America's drug companies, you know, the lengths that they will go to make profits.
Yeah, it was an eye-opening thing to me, and was certainly a revelation of how corrupt they are and what sloppy research they often do. Mm-hmm. Indeed, they produce some very good drugs out there, but they really have profit above people's interest at heart is what I found in dealing with them.
Well, what I'm finding, Dr. Marks, is that, you know, I mentioned Dr. Umber, who has set up 500 clinics, and he's negotiated prescription drugs for 10 cents on the dollar. Well, if he can do it with 500 clinics, why can't we do that across the board?
A good question. I don't have any answer to that, and that should be directed at the drug companies.
Exactly.
My particular issue is their lack of being honest with side effects, which is what I tend to deal with every day. The side effects of osteoporosis medications, and even some unnecessary side effects from some of the cancer medications.
Exactly. Well, what has been suggested in other articles that I've been exposed to, Dr. Marks, is that it's almost like, in a sense, the parallel a little bit here is like a drug addict. I mean, once you get into the pharmaceutical file and you're subjected to some sort of prescription, it doesn't necessarily get you out. It like sets a hook and gets you deeper and more involved until death do us part. Is that fair?
Well, No, you're very fair. In fact, CBS did a 60-minute expose on Gleevec. Mm-hmm. And a very short commenter, Gleevec is a sure control of two types of cancers. Now, it started out in the mid-2000s to be $19,000 a year for Gleevec. But now, Gleevec, when you take it, if you stop taking it, the cancer comes back and it will eventually kill you. So it doesn't cure the cancer, but it controls it. A remarkable finding. The trouble is, within 7 years, that $19,000 went to $85,000 a year for no understandable reason. It's called gouging.
Yes. Well, and we're, you know, and when you need our government to be there to monitor it, of course they're not going to, because we know what hand is feeding the other hand, don't we?
Well, you're right. I mean, the FDA is a little bit hamstrung because they're not funded by the government so much. They rely on the drug companies to submit applications of which they pay the FDA to review their drugs. And so when the FDA reviews a drug, they review the information given by the drug company. And the information by the drug company is often very faulty and massaged. Mm-hmm. Take a look at Fenfen, Vioxx, Fosamax, and now Gardasil, all major scandals, they were all approved by the FDA.
Well, I mean, that's almost like operating on yourself, isn't it?
It's sort of like one hand washing the other a little bit. Mm-hmm. You know, this is not to criticize the FDA. It's the criticism, as you're saying, is the government. They understaff, underfund the FDA, so the system is faulty. They rely on the drug companies to support much of the finances of the FDA, and then the FDA has to only listen to the information or the research given by the drug companies. They don't have the ability to do independent studies.
That's what I was going to ask you. Where's the independent research?
There's not independent, not only that, but if you look at the major drugs that are out there, they're all the studies are done by paid consultants to the drug company.
Exactly.
I was a paid consultant to the drug companies until I realized how phony they were, and I resigned.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Marks, we've got to go to break, and it'll also give our audience a chance to get their car out of the ditch after hearing what you just shared with them. We'll be right back. This is Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Robert Marks is with us. It's just about 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The whole truth and nothing but the truth. This is Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Our conversation with Dr. Robert Marks continues. You know, there's something about a white coat and a stethoscope. If a white coat and a stethoscope walks in the room, we're still very ready to accept what it is that is being told us. And Dr. Marks is bringing and turning the light on prescriptions and how greedy the big pharma has become. Now, I say that, and you say, well, you may say to me, well, Bill, that's kind of a broad brush to swipe this with. And I'm saying, well, you need to consider the facts here. And this is what Dr. Marks is bringing to bear against that statement. He has written a book called Deadly Prescription. And Dr. Marks recommends that patients who are prescribed any type of medication ask their doctor for the complete product handout and take the time to read about the listed side effects. He says, hopefully, readers of Deadly Prescription will be brought to the realization that the drugs we are given by our doctors may not be completely researched because of a serious flaw in the way the FDA reviews and approves drugs, as he stated in our earlier segment. Dr. Marks, tell the people about Deadly Prescription, if you would. A novel.
Well, Deadly Prescription. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No. I wanted to make sure they understood this was a novel, but it was your way to present the truth in a way to people. That says, I don't want them to say, oh, that's a novel. It's really not about truth. But in fact, a lot of what you share is based on factual evidence.
Oh, indeed. It is a fictional novel, but as I say, it's ripped from reality. It really is a corollary to what is going on, and many of the courtroom scenes are actual courtroom scenes that I was up against. Some of their attorneys who were paid up to $97 million in retainer fees to protect the drug companies. But the real problem is that they rush things to market, and the FDA requires that when they send it to the FDA, 2 years of research. And what happens if you look at all of the major drug problems, from thalidomide to fenfen to Vioxx to Gardasil now and to Fosamax, which I was involved in, the side effects come out after it's been on the market for more than 2 years. So they have very short-term look at, and they also don't identify the side effects. So my recommendation, and it comes out a little bit in this a novel book that has a lot of mystery to it and I must say with some pride that it just became a bestseller on Amazon.
Congratulations. But yes, I saw that.
Well, yeah, thank good. You. But it does point out that the patient is the ultimate control of their own destiny in healthcare. They should look at the product handout and have a sit down with their doctor about the side effects, not just the therapeutic effects. And when you get this long product handout, that's 25 pages of legalese, look mainly at the black box warning. That's what the FDA requires them to put in, the most common and the most serious side effects. So focus in the black box warning.
Exactly. Well, that is great advice here, and also that you take the time with your doctor to do this. But I would dare say, Dr. Marks, is that as this discussion and debate over national health care continues, and especially as people get this false sense of security that the government is going to deliver on health care, this is just going to complicate the matter. I think you've got to... You got to deal with a problem, as they say, where the rubber meets the road, and that's between you and your doctor, not between you, doctor, bureaucrats, and a bureaucratic system that has already proven to be anything but about delivery of healthcare.
No, you're actually right. Look at the trouble with Obamacare. Even when it first came out, it was incomplete and ill-prepared. When government starts influencing how you take care of health care, they control you. And that's really potentially dangerous. You said now, and I echo what you're saying, is that the patient is the ultimate control of their health care, and they need to have more say in it and more control over where they spend their money and what they spend it on.
Mm. And I say it's easy enough. I mean, considering this is a government of, for, and by we the people need to stand up and take their rightful position as the bosses of these legislators. They work for us. They're at our behest. They're not at President Donald Trump's behest, President Obama's behest. They're at our behest, but we just don't say anything. And so we go along, and next thing you know, we're allowing the bureaucrats to prescribe our health care for us, and in giving that up, you know, freedoms are lost along the way, and then we're subjected to... you know, what you pointed out in your book, and so this is important for people to be responsible enough. I mean, this is what this government starts with. It starts with self-responsibility. If you're not going to be self-responsible, then you're going to find yourself where you are today, but even much worse down the road. I wanted to talk to you specifically, also while we had the time together, how you discovered the link between Merck's osteoporosis drug, Fosamax, and the decay of jawbone tissue occurring in your patients?
Well, you know, it was actually very easy. All it took was just observation and an understanding how the medication worked. Specifically, I had 30-some patients come to my office with dead bone in their jaws, with pain and swelling and the like, and they were suffering. And just by simple medical history, you found out they're all taking the same medications called a bisphosphonate. Then you look at how the drug works, and you put two and two together. This is what the drug companies didn't do.
Right.
Fosamax, as an anti-osteoporosis drug, and similar ones, kill a normal cell in the human body. They out and out kill it. So if you do that, you have to understand, what does a cell normally do that you're taking out of the equation? And then you would look for side effects. They didn't do that. For instance, if I would invent a drug today that kills all pain in the world, I would be nominated for the Nobel Prize.
Right.
But if it works by killing nerves, you better look at multiple sclerosis and myasthenia gravis and Lou Gehrig disease that affects nerves. You may be creating a problem rather than solving one.
Right.
That's what Merck didn't do with Fosamax.
Well, you take the Nobel Peace Prize and the money and you run. And give yourself a couple of years distance between the revelation of the destruction of this finding. So what was the pharmaceuticals' reaction? What was their reaction to your findings?
Pushback, denial, and threats, for lack of a better term. Yes.
Right.
They convened several different expert panels to try to get us to say that their drug really wasn't involved, that this was just some type of infections and such. So they tried to, you know, coerce us with threats and offer us research grants of money so as when you do that, then you're not allowed to testify against them in a court.
Wow. Well, the other thing that's interesting is that Merck was acquiring some bad habits. I mean, they not only did this with Fosamax, they also did it with Vioxx, a pain medication, which I took for a while, by the way, and thank God it was only for a short period of time. I will say that it worked, but I was very pleased when I went and applied some other therapy that I was able to release myself from the dependence of Vioxx.
Well, that was just a problem. That was probably the biggest scandal of the medical decade of the 2000s. Because I prescribed Vioxx, too, for a short time. It was on the market. A beautiful painkiller, just what we wanted as physicians. Cures pain without narcotic addiction. But once again, they didn't look at the side effects and didn't look how their drug actually works. They would have been able to predict that heart attacks would have occurred. 139,000 Americans developed heart attacks from Vioxx before they pulled it off the market and settled out of court for $980 million.
And, you know, that's one of those news stories that we hear very little of. I had no idea, Dr. Marks, of that settlement.
It's on the Internet. I mean, it's known. See, when things go to the court, it becomes part of the public record. So even many of the emails that I found out, you know, we talked the last election about emails. Mm-hmm. The emails from the drug companies are absolutely concerning to me. There is one from Novartis company that essentially says they did a study that half the dose of their medication called Zometa would do just as well as the current dose with less side effects. And in the email, the CEO writes, "We can't let this data see the light of day. It'll cut our profits in half."
Wow.
That tells you what
exactly
their attitude is.
Yeah, back to your original point, greed is killing America here. Well, how do you explain Merck's continuing history of deceptive marketing and distribution of these dangerous drugs in the marketplace, Dr. Marks?
I wish I did have a good explanation for that. I don't, other than the fact that I think they have been allowed to do so. They've been corrupted by the system, and they've been allowed to get away with it, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. The current one is Gardasil, which I think people know that this is a vaccination that is purported to prevent cervical cancer in young women, and is mm-hmm. given to 9-year-olds and such to prevent viral-induced cancers in young people become sexually active. Actually, the lead researcher, Diane Harper, out of Louisville, confessed on a meeting that the Gardasil is overstated, it doesn't work as purported, and the side effects are underreported. So that's the latest one going on now.
Well, it continues, ladies and gentlemen, and I caution you to stay informed. Deadly Prescription, a debut novel by Dr. Robert Marks, is available at all the usual places. We will link it on our website. Dr. Marks, any way that people can stay in touch with you and be up to date with any new findings?
Yeah, through the website, we're going to be posting them as they go. I'm still an active head and neck cancer surgeon, so they'll be a little bit intermittent. But, yeah, I want to keep them up to date on what cautions they should be having about their medication.
Yeah, between that and all the other electronic records you have to maintain and the regulations of the government, you got your hands full. Dr. Robert Marks, thank you so much for being with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson.